Fremantle v Collingwood. Fremantle B Hill 1 vote. Collingwood S Pendlebury 2 votes. Collingwood S Sidebottom 3 votes. And I declare the winner of the 2018 Brownlow Medal, Tom Mitchell of the Hawthorn Football Club.
That's how Gil called it last night at the end of a big night on Brownlow night. Tom Mitchell was the Brownlow medalist, and I reckon that moment would have been pretty cool for the father of the winner himself, a champion of the game, 221 games through his time in the VFL AFL. Barry Mitchell has been good enough to join us. Mitch, good morning.
G'day, Half. How are you, mate? Top of the world.
Top of the world. I can imagine you're top of the world. What's it like waking up when your boy is a Brownlow medalist?
Well, you don't go to sleep, so... No, the other. Is Jimmy there?
Yes.
Jimmy's here.
I was actually at the foyer this morning when you left. Jimmy had your suit on.
Yes.
I was on the right there.
Jeez, you haven't been to bed then.
But I actually had a little bit. I was going to say g'day. But you know when you know someone famous, you think, oh, should I say g'day or not?
You should have
come. So I thought
up,
you'd
Barry.
Say g'day to me, but you didn't.
I'm in another world at that hour, and so should you be celebrating.
No, that's fine, mate.
But... Look, you're always proud of your boy, but was there a tear in the eye? Were you jumping up and down? What was the emotions like when it was official? He couldn't be beaten.
Well, we had a great night. I had a group of friends, and we had a room upstairs, so it was great. We were pretty pumped. He got away to a good start, and then a bit of a flat spot, I suppose, and still side bottom. I just think he's a great player, so it didn't surprise me one bit where he was. But I saw him towards that latter part of the year. He had a pretty good run. So, look, all in all, it was a great night. I did have a bit of a tear at the MVP, best player or most valuable, mainly because I never won one. So that was the main reason.
Barry, we spoke to him earlier, and he said the relationship he has with Diesel, but the relationship he has footy-wise with yourself, is he... one that comes to you for coaching or help, or do you offer it up freely, or you just sit back and let him go about his business?
It's funny, I did, you know, when they're sort of, when he's cutting his teeth coming through, you know, I might say little bits and pieces, and as it's got longer, I've said less, because I'm just comfortable that he knows what he's doing. You always want the best for him, but I think he's got good coaches, and he's a pretty smart kid. Except for me. So as it goes, I'm just more comfortable watching him. I'm just wrapped to see him. I'm wrapped in my three kids, actually. It's not just about Tom, but to watch him, you know, play his craft every week. It's great, you know, even his last game. I was sort of proud of his effort. You know, he's banged up. He kept hammering away, which I thought was pretty mighty effort.
His ability to find the footy, Barry, as he does, was this something that happened at juniors? Was he the sort of kid that was getting 60 disposals every junior footy game, or is it something that he's just learnt to do over time?
No, it's always been like that. Actually, his Auskick early days was quite funny because I used to have to take him off. Seriously. He'd say, come here for a second. Yeah, come on, I said, just have a rest for a minute, will you? And because the other kids wanted to get a kick, which is, it sounds funny, but he's always been able to do that. I'm proud of his humility as well. I'm proud that, you know, he doesn't, as with, you know, Jimmy, with yourself and other great players, that he can see his foibles, I think. He can see what he's good at. He doesn't profess to be good at the other things. He just does what he does. And I think bang for buck, you get it.
So when he came back from Sydney, or before the moments he was up in Sydney and things weren't going his way, how big a decision was it, and how much counsel did you give him, Mitch, on getting somewhere else to make sure he was playing at the senior level?
Well, I think it's been a little bit overplayed, that one. He was playing pretty good footy for the Swans. Whilst he's sort of fourth in the order, they were a good side, and the players in front of him were good players. So in terms of, and we know who they are, but in terms of opportunity, he was probably deprived a little bit, but it was a bit of a circumstance.
Yep.
And I get it. I think we all get footy. You know, sometimes it doesn't quite fit, and he's gone to Hawthorn, and look, he fits into their system well. He's the type of player they need. You know, he plays his part, and the structure sort of helps him in other ways. And I think as you get a bit older, I'm sure of it, we get a bit less concerned about our performance, even though it's important. You know, I was talking to Shawnee Burgoyne last night, and just drop a name there. and talking about as you get older, you don't have to have 30, 40, whatever, and kick 5, 6, 7. You know, and I think that comes with being comfortable. You know, and he's probably got to be able to play how he plays. You know, he's a grinder. You get the same in the last as you do in the first. But he needs that opportunity to show what he can do. And, I mean, I don't want to be over the top about him because I certainly know things that he can't do. But in terms of trying hard, I don't think he can try any harder.
Well, and that's an outstanding trait. And it's difficult when you're an on-baller, Mitch, and you've lived through it as well as one of the greats in your time, that you get a lot of attention because you're pretty good at the game. And it's not only the ability to find the pill, but dealing with someone hanging off you all day is quite a difficult challenge.
Yeah, it is. I mean, as you do when you watch, Wayne Britton taught me this. It's a great call, but when you go to watch footy, you actually watch your kid. You watch your own kid. And you say, what are you doing there? What's he doing there? Well, hang on a minute. But I've actually marvelled at his brain. He's got a very good footy brain. I think the game plan can help you with that. But I think his ability to go to where he needs to go is very good. I think his decision to make whether to get after the ball or to get on the outside, some of these decisions are underrated as how quick you've got to make it and how quick you've got to go to get to the next spot or the next contest or the next point of defence. And I think he does that well. I think he's got a very good footy brain. If I digress, when I was coaching Preston, he was only a lad and he's sitting in the coach's box. And we're trying to find this spare player. They had about 7 assistants, as you do. And I said, where does that bloke come from? He said, that's the Ruckman's man. I said, well, good call. Right. And I looked at the 7 next to me. I said, see? What are you blokes doing? Seriously?
How did we go that day, Mitch, by the way?
I think you were best that day, actually. I gave you the 3. But now, Jimmy, you know, he used to call himself TD at that time.
Oh, whoa, is that?
The difference.
Well, why am I not shocked?
But look, it's love all around this morning. He's actually a great guy to coach and a great guy. And I saw it with myself, and as I do, I'll throw myself in here, that sometimes you get to the top and whatever that is, but it's actually not too bad to go out of the bottom either because it's where you come from in the first place.
That's a good point.
So I didn't mind that was my journey, and I think it's a good journey and a good leveller. That it's not all roses, it's not all as easy as it looks. You know, it's hard yards, there's all sorts of stuff. You know, the emotional toll on everyone can be enormous. And I think, you know, it's a bit of a concern for the whole industry, the amount of pressure on everybody. And it's something that, you know, hopefully we can improve on. I know we're trying, but it is a very major issue, I think.
I reckon you're right. We're just talking to Dale Morris about that too before the news, Mitch, so you're spot on. But something that your boy doesn't have to worry about at the moment, because we celebrate, and that's why we celebrate such great achievements like we saw last night from Tom. Well done to you and the family, mate. You've done a hell of a job raising this boy, along with the other kids as well, as you mentioned. But it was Tom's night last night, and it's fantastic for the family. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. I hope I didn't waffle on too much. And Jimmy, next time you see me, make sure you say g'day.
We'll do, Barry.
We'll do.
Good on you, boys.
Good on you. See Barry Mitchell, father of Tom, 221 games himself for Sydney, Collingwood and Carlton.